Text is from the Gospel reading, Mark 1, 9 through 11, the last couple verses. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being opened and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." A common expression, "all hell broke loose," comes from Milton's Paradise Lost. "Wherefore with thee came not all hell broke loose." Why don't we ever say, "all heaven broke loose"? That's what happened when the words of Joshua 3:13 were fulfilled. "The Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan." But the baptism of our Lord is so earthly, not heavenly. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit signals something big is afoot with the Hebraism frequent in the Greek translation of the Old Testament and in the Gospel of Luke, but rare in Mark. The actual baptism of our Lord begins with those weighty, arresting words, "and it came to pass." And it came to pass that Jesus, true God, Son of the Father, pure as the driven snow, holier than angels, and it came to pass that he came to be baptized literally into the Jordan. The catacombs frequently have depictions of the baptism of Jesus, and every one of them shows him standing in the Jordan with John pouring water over his head. Even so, clean, unblemished Jesus went into that fetid, muddy, nasty water, of whom the ancients said that the person who drank of the Jordan drank fever. Told you this was earthly. It doesn't look like all heaven is breaking loose. The text goes on from the momentous focusing words, "and it came to pass," to say it came to pass that Jesus came to be baptized literally under John. Read Matthew 3 to see how that bothered John. You know what it means to be under someone. There is a superior subordinate relationship. But John has already declared that he wasn't worthy to do for Jesus what the lowest of servants would do, untie his sandals. The introduction, "and it came to pass," might be a drum roll of sorts to something heavenly, but it quickly descends into the muddy waters of the Jordan, and Jesus placing himself under his inferior to be baptized. But wait, there's more. It's right before our text. It says that the only ones being baptized under John were done so while confessing their sins. This, the sinless Son of God confessing sins, this is all heaven breaking loose? I suppose so, if you mean by that that the bounds of heaven have been shattered and what is heavenly has been thrown into the mud. But that's what happened. And I think we should see this as a Simpsons or a Family Guy skit. Both those shows regularly depict something ad nauseum. The person groaning and groaning after being hurt. The person ordering food dish after dish after dish. Just when you think they cannot possibly go on with this gag, they keep it going longer. Not to make a joke of this, but hear Jesus confessing at least every one of your sins verbally. "I am guilty of this, and this too. I did this when I was 12. I did that when I was 20. I did this when I was 60. On and on and on, Jesus' confessions of your sins go till his voice begins to tire and there is not a single sin left. That's all fine, well, and good. But where's all heaven breaking loose in what follows? After it has come to pass that Jesus stepped down into the fetid waters of the Jordan River and was baptized under John while confessing your sins, the heavens were torn open. Mark alone uses that word for split, divide, separate, tear apart. Luke and Matthew have the milder, opened. Mark's word is used on Good Friday when the temple curtain is torn in two. Hear the ripping, feel the shuddering as all heaven breaks loose here. In classical Greek, the phrase similar to this means a divine announcement. I once had a doctor who was treating me for persistent headaches. He was a Baptist, and he regularly said to me, "Pain is God's megaphone." Sounds pious, sounds holy, sounds deep. But you tell me what God is saying in pain. The voice in God in the megaphone of pain sounds like adults in the Peanut Show. Mwah, mwah, mwah. They're saying something, all right, but your guess is as good as mine. What? When all heaven breaks out, God by word and deed makes a divine announcement, and He speaks clearly. First, by deed, we see the Holy Spirit literally descending into Him. Recall the force of Greek prepositions. God's word leaves no doubt that the Holy Spirit doesn't just land on the man Jesus, but went into him. Remember, this is the man who stood there going on and on and on, confessing your sins from big to small to forgotten, and yet the Holy Spirit goes into him. In fact, John 3:34 says, God gives the Spirit without measure to Jesus. What you're seeing here is what the Reformed deny. What you're seeing is the finite being capable of the infinite. All heaven breaks loose and comes in its fullness into the man Jesus. And that there might be no doubt about what God is saying through the megaphone of Jesus' baptism, the Father actually speaks. We get to listen in as God the Father speaks to God the Son. We get to hear what normally could only be heard in heaven. So much has all heaven broke loose today. The Father says, "You are my Son, whom I love. In you I am well pleased." The Father literally speaks out of heaven to the Son standing on earth, saying that He loves him. So God the Father claims the man who went on and on and on confessing your sins as His beloved Son. Plainly, all heaven breaks loose today because heaven is publicly on earth. We sing of Christmas, today He opens heaven again and gives us His own Son. True, but today it's open for us to go in. By Jesus taking responsibility for my sins, and not only mine, but for the sins of the world. That means you, 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 and you are sinless, without sin. What kept sinners out of heaven was not their humanity, but their inhumanity, their sinfulness, their sins. Have you ever gone to pay a bill, a fine, a ticket, and they had no record of it? It was more dramatic in the days that they searched through papers or turned ledger pages than it is now when they just type your name in and in an instant it finds or doesn't find a record. So see pages being turned and run down with a finger, line by line. Or see the computer digitally going through billions of records in nanoseconds. But hear God at the end saying, "I can find no record of that sin." Not because you didn't do it, not because you aren't guilty, not because no law was broken, but because Jesus took responsibility for that broken law. He could do that because He broke none Himself. And then Jesus paid the full fine. That's the guilt, that's the shame, that's the pain that you go through until you confess your sin and are freed from it. That's what Jesus carried day in and day out and was all but overwhelmed by at Gethsemane and Calvary. But He finished the job. He bore what you and I could never bear and won for us the forgiveness of sins, the freedom from guilt, and the relief from shame. This is made clear by the fact that the Holy Spirit, even though Jesus had confessed such unimaginable, unforgettable, and unforgivable sins as mine, nevertheless goes into Him. In the Old Testament, it was not the raven that led Noah and the church out of the ark. It was the dove that told them it was safe to come out of the ark. The wrath of God had abated and dried up. Chrysostom said, "And this dove does not simply lead one family out of an ark, but the whole world toward heaven at her appearing." When all heaven breaks loose at Jesus' baptism, a dove comes from heaven. not a blinding lightning bolt. A dove, not a thundering law. A dove bearing the olive branch that God is at peace with mankind, not a raven to pick over the bones of sinners dead in their sins. I can't think of a Greek or Roman god sending anything like a dove from heaven. They sent tricks, they sent judgment, they sent wrath, they sent testing. If you pass their test, you might get a real blessing. But here, before mankind has made one step in God's direction, before they passed one test but failed every one, he sends them himself in the form of a gentle dove. If you still aren't completely clear at what God is saying when all heaven breaks loose at the baptism of Jesus, listen carefully to his words to Jesus. You are my son, in you, not with you, in you I am well pleased. The Father does not proclaim an Ali Ali oxen free here from heaven. He says in Jesus he is well pleased. Outside of Jesus, he is not well pleased. Outside of Jesus, he's a blinding light and a consuming fire. He's not pleased and he's wrathful beyond measure. You won't, you can't like, let alone love God outside of Jesus. All heaven breaks loose today, and it's only safe for sinners who are in Jesus. It's not safe for sinners doing their best to be like Jesus. It's not safe for sinners trying their hardest to follow Jesus. It's not safe for sinners who promise to do better. It's not safe for sinners who have this reason and that reason that they fail. When all heaven breaks loose on earth, it's only safe for those in Jesus, in whom the Father is well pleased. Well, so how do you know if you're in Jesus or not? Stop looking inside that sinful, fallen, maggot-infested heart or soul of yours for a thing called faith. Even at its best, it's no bigger than a mustard seed. Don't look inside to determine if you're in Jesus. You look outside. Have you been baptized? Then according to God's word, you've been baptized literally into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have you been absolved? Did you confess your sins today? Did you hear them forgiven by the command and in the stead of Jesus? Then his word in your ears placed you in Jesus. You eat his body and drink his blood. Tell me, how deeper can Jesus be in a person than that? He's in every organ, every cell, every molecule. Martin Chemnitz, a Lutheran reformer, said that the early church had the following versicle in response. The pastor would say, Genesis 6:6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. What a downer, huh? But then, all heaven would break loose on earth when the congregation responded with the words of our text. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Boom! The congregation was back to the time and place where all heaven broke loose on earth, where the heavenly Son took responsibility for all sins, where the heavenly Spirit came gently into mankind, and where the heavenly Father was well pleased with them in Jesus. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.